Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes at Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what can I say? Another March 30th or 31st and another huge prospective plannings report.
Wow. Yeah, the prospective plannings on corn, I don't think there's anybody who didn't say that. That was probably a shock. It was higher than the highest guess, and now you wonder how many more acres, considering we usually understate acres, how many more acres might we find? I don't think that there are probably too many available. It was a surprise. There's no question about it.
And the corn acres come at the expense of bean acres.
No kidding. Again, another gigantic surprise. And when you actually saw the shift in acreage, you know, we're planting more cotton acres. We're down less than what we were, but we're higher than what was expected, and I think that's probably taking away some of our bean acres. And, you know, the reality is this survey was from February 24th through March 16th, so we have had a change in the bean price, and I expect this morning we're going to have quite a change in the bean price, and so that may just entice some more acres back into beans. For right now, I've heard beans have been penciling basically better than corn on corn in some states.
Well, that's because of the yield drag of corn on corn. And you look at this number that USDA put out this morning at 73.9, you begin to pencil it out, you get ending stocks maybe around 135, 140 million bushels. That's like a 4% stocks-to-use ratio.
That's right. That's right. The implications are severe when it comes to the grain stocks. And when you look at the corn grain stocks, you know, we'll move on to grain stocks. When you look at the corn grain stocks, we came in lower than the average guess on that also, and same thing with wheat. Wheat actually was a little more of a surprise than corn, and so it just says that anything that is old crop in corn and is tight. On beans, new crop has an opportunity to be tight. And when you start to look at the fact that the Dakotas make up an extra 1.47 million acres of this acreage planting we've got, we're not out of the woods up there. Ever until we know for sure it's in the corn or in the ground and going. So this is a good start. Grain stocks, Dave, I don't know if you saw it or not, but farmers are holding 53%.
I did see that.
Yep, compared to 48% last year on corn. And also on wheat, they're holding 20.2 versus 18 last year. Beans just identical to last year. So it does say to me that, you know, the farmer recognizes that these stocks are tight and they're not going to let go very easily.
All right, throw the dart at the dartboard and come up with your opening calls.
That's really the truth. I'm going to say old crop corn up 10 to 20, new crop corn up maybe 5 to 10, beans up 30 to 50, wheat up 10 to 20, and I believe livestock are going to do nothing but follow grains today.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. That's Jackie Vakes, a Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.